When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome to Unexplained Extra, with me, Richard McLean Smith, where for the weeks in between episodes, we look at stories and ideas that for one reason or other didn't make it into the previous show. In the last episode, Endgame, we followed the bizarre and tragic tale of Cindy James and her 6.5 year ordeal at the hands of an apparent stalker. Though Cindy maintained till the end that she was being harassed by a mysterious assailant, many who worked on her various cases were convinced that she had in fact been orchestrating the incidences herself. Psychiatric health professionals who assessed Cindy's mental health were also convinced that she was effectively acting as her own stalker. However, few were able to provide a concrete diagnosis as to why this might be happening. I have to admit, I was a little unsure about giving an account of this story due to its complicated ambiguity. On the one hand, it's hard not to see similarities with the many other stories of botched police investigations that were clouded by sexist attitudes or ignorant ideas about the ways in which a victim of crime is supposed to behave. On the other hand, if Cindy had in fact orchestrated, if not all the events, then at least the majority of them, including her death, as many came to believe, there is a risk that this story could be used to undermine similar stories in which victims of crime have been let down by poor police practice. With that in mind, I don't want this week's extra to be taken as a reflection of what I believe happened, but rather as simply a closer look at one proposed explanation that I found quite startling, namely the possibility that Cindy had suffered from a form of dissociative identity disorder. The apparent condition, formerly known as multiple personality disorder, remains as contentious today as it has ever been since it was first tentatively diagnosed back in the 19th century, though many in the medical profession believe it may affect anywhere from 0.01% to 15% of all people. There are others who don't believe the condition exists at all. Dissociative Identity Disorder, or DID, is defined in the 5th edition of the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders as an identity disruption indicated by the presence of two or more distinct personality states experienced as possession in some cultures with discontinuity in sense of self and agency, which is to say, unlike the much looser notion of having multiple personalities, which we all do to a certain extent, whether it's the person we are to our friends versus who we are to our boss or our families, say, dissociative identity disorder specifies a condition whereby an individual's self is fragmented but with no center of narrative gravity. In this state, some believe it's possible for the split personalities to function on their own without any awareness of each other. It is thought that one of the first clinical diagnoses for the condition was made by Dr. Desiree Bourneville in the late 19th century. Bourneville had been looking into 16th century accounts of supposed possession when he came across the extraordinary tale of 25-year-old Dominican nun, Jeanne Frey. From 1584 to 1586, in Mons, France, Frey was subjected to a series of exorcisms on account of her appearing to be possessed by a host of demons, as well as the spirit of Mary Magdalene. Frey's exorcists compiled a report of over 100 pages detailing her affliction and treatment, which Bourneville went on to publish in 1886. In April 1584, Frey, who'd been blind in her right eye for 10 years, was brought to the attention of the local archbishop. The young woman was found to be covered in a series of self-inflicted wounds that she had no recollection of doing to herself, leading some to believe that demons had been taking over her mind and using her body against her. In one incident, a version of Frey was reported that appeared to have completely forgotten all the theological knowledge she'd learned as a nun. Another time, when she was given a form that she had to sign, the form went missing. It was said that she'd hidden it while possessed by a demon named Namon, so when Frey reverted back to her usual self, she had no recollection of where the form had been hidden. After undergoing an exorcism in the summer, Frey continued to self-harm and at one point even tried to hang herself, but later had no memory of the events. In November, the nun assumed the character of a 4-year-old child who seemed more or less incapable of verbal communication. Perhaps most incredibly, while existing as the 4-year-old child, the vision was completely restored to Frey's right eye, just as it had been when she really was a 4-year-old child. Green Chef is a USDA-certified organic company that makes eating well easy and affordable, with plans to fit every kind of lifestyle. With Green Chef, it's easy to eat well and discover new recipes every week that you'll love to cook, with meal plans that include paleo, plant-powered, keto, and balanced living. One of the things I often struggle with is finding the time and energy after a long day of work to put together a meal that is genuinely part of a healthy, balanced diet. With Green Chef, I don't have to worry. Green Chef's expert chefs design quick and easy flavorful recipes with step-by-step instructions, chef tips, and photos to guide you along. Green Chef is also the most sustainable meal kit, offsetting 100% of its direct carbon emissions and plastic packaging in every box. So not only can you enjoy what you're eating, but you can also feel good about how it got to your table. Use code UNEXPLAINED80 to get $80 off your first month plus free shipping on your first box. Go to greenchef.com/unexplained80 to redeem and for more details. Once again, that's unexplained80 to get $80 off your first month plus free shipping on your first box. Go to greenchef.com/unexplained80 to redeem and for more details. Is there something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals? BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. Sign up today and start communicating in less than 48 hours. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses, plus you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions so you won't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room. You can also log into your account anytime to send a message to your counselor. BetterHelp is not a crisis line, nor self-help. It is professional counseling done securely online with a broad range of expertise available. And with BetterHelp's commitment to facilitating great therapeutic matches, they make it especially easy and free to change counselors to help you find the right fit. Visit betterhelp.com/reviews to read the many glowing testimonials posted every day from grateful clients. And if you're interested in signing up, go to betterhelp.com/unexplained10 and get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/unexplained10 and join the over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. After undergoing further exorcism, Frey's condition seemed to lessen until finally she was determined to be free of demons and invited to return to her convent. Writing with his 19th century perspective, Dr. Bourneville diagnosed Frey's condition as a form of hysterical psychosis, speculating that this had come about due to severe abuse she'd suffered as a child. This had effectively resulted in Frey adopting two altered states that were in conflict with each other, Mary Magdalene being the good and the demons being evil. According to Onno van der Hart, writing in his paper, Jan Frey, a 16th century case of DID, the personality of these alters, as they are known, had likely been based on the perpetrators of her childhood abuse and then shaped by Frey's understanding of what good and evil was and the religious prism with which she comprehended the world. In 1791, German doctor Eberhard Gmelin wrote an account of a 20-year-old woman who was suffering from what he called exchanged personality. His account is thought to be the first case of DID to be written about in great detail. The woman, who was German and lived in Stuttgart at the time, had adopted the personality of a French aristocrat, with Gmelin suggesting that the recent French Revolution may have been the trigger. Whenever the aristocrat alter emerged, she would speak German, but with a French accent. When her usual self returned, she claimed to have no memory of what happened while the aristocrat was present. Remarkably, whenever the aristocrat returned, they had the complete memory of only that specific state. In 2015, a paper published in Psych Journal discussed the extraordinary case of a patient who was diagnosed with dissociative identity disorder, who was also completely blind, the result of a severe head injury she'd suffered 13 years previously. After being assigned a course of psychotherapy with one of the paper's authors, Bruno Waldvogel, the patient, who attended the sessions with her guide dog, was soon exhibiting all criteria required by the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders for diagnosing dissociative identity disorder. Over the course of the next few years, the patient would present 10 alters in total, ranging in ages, genders, and personality. Often, the different alters wouldn't even speak the same language, with some only communicating in German and others in English. And then, after 4 years of therapy, something extraordinary occurred. It was while her latest session was coming to an end, with the patient in their adolescent male identity state, that they were suddenly able to make out the words on the front page of a coffee table magazine. Gradually, after a few more sessions, while her other states remained blind, the adolescent male alter slowly began to see more and more, until finally their sight was completely restored. With the help of some hypnotherapeutic techniques, this sudden ability to see was seemingly transferred to a number of the other alter states, to the point where the patient would even drift in and out from states that were completely blind to states that could see, often within the space of seconds. Incredibly, when the patient was given a visual evoked potential test, a test that examines the functionality of the optic nerve, it was found to function only when one of the patient's alters that claimed it could see was present. These, of course, are extreme conditions. However, the idea of questioning just how many personalities we might have within us is not unusual. Many people agonize over the notion of just who they really are, or what is their one true self. We talk of being real, or accuse people of being two-faced when we don't think they're being true to themselves, or rather, true to our idea of who we think they should be. I've always found this a strange and unfair accusation. Might it simply be true that we are many different people? As Greg Enrique wrote on Psychology Today in 2014, neuropsychologist Antonio Damasio, for example, divides the notion of self into three parts. Firstly, we have the experiential sense of self, that which we feel is unique to us, which boils down essentially to our individual personal memories of the experiences we've had throughout our lives. Then there is the autobiographical self. We might think of this as our inner sense of self, all the beliefs, knowledge and prejudices we might have that inform the way we interpret the world around us. And finally, there is the public self, the many and varied ways in which we present ourselves to others in the world. As Greg Henrique notes, if there is any sense of unity to these varied expressions of self at all, it would most likely be illusory. Rare would be the individual for which these notions of self remained unchanging throughout their lifetime. Our sense of self, therefore, is more likely to be comprised of many different parts, some often even competing with each other, that when taken together, gives us a vague sense of one singular notion of who we think we are. Philosopher Daniel Dennett describes this notion as the self being akin to a centre of narrative gravity, as I mentioned earlier, rather than one singularly defined thing, something that can feel cohesive, yet has no solid property at all. Perhaps instead of feeling the need to strive to become one consistent, settled being, we can learn to become comfortable with the fact that instead we are many and our capacity is infinite. Or as Walt Whitman famously put it, "Do I contradict myself? Very well, then I contradict myself. I am large. I contain multitudes." I'll leave you with this rather wild idea, which was discussed by a group of left-field thinkers in a Scientific American blog post back in 2018. In it, the authors posed an eye-catching solution to what many consider the central problem of cosmopsychism, the idea that all consciousness is part of a single universal consciousness. As critics of the idea say, how could we all be part of the same consciousness if we each have such a strong separate sense of our own individual experience of life? The solution was simple, suggested the authors. If there really was such a thing as a single universal consciousness, perhaps it too suffers from some kind of dissociative identity disorder. And if so, might it be that we aren't single, separate conscious entities at all, but merely the individually fragmented alter states of a universal consciousness? If you enjoy Unexplained and would like to help support us, you can now do so via Patreon. To receive access to ad-free episodes, discount on merchandise, as well as brand new video and audio content exclusive to Patreon members, just go to patreon.com/unexplainedpod to sign up. Or if you'd like to make a one-time donation, you can go to unexplainedpodcast.com/support. All donations, no matter how large or small, are greatly appreciated. Unexplained, the book and audiobook, featuring 10 stories that have never before been covered on the show, is now available to buy worldwide. You can purchase through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Waterstones, among other bookstores. All elements of Unexplained, including the show's music, are produced by me, Richard McLean Smith. Please subscribe and rate the show wherever you listen to podcasts, and feel free to get in touch with any thoughts or ideas regarding the stories you've heard on the show. Perhaps you have an explanation of your own you'd like to share. You can reach us online at unexplainedpodcast.com or Twitter at unexplainedpod and Facebook at facebook.com/unexplainedpodcast.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like...
whoa.
And... not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.